A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Zayin, Yuma 7a, pagination page 13, but we will start on the facing page. So we're on Vav Amud Beis 6b in Yuma, page 12, about 12 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Shchicha, and then we begin with the word Itmar. Itmar, we learned, Tumas Hames. If people are Tame, ritually impure, because they came in contact with dead bodies, Rav Nachman Omar Hutrahi Betzibur, if the vast majority of the Jewish people have this status, the majority of the people are Tamei Meis, then it becomes Hutra. It becomes permitted to proceed with certain Karbanos, even though they are Tamei. And you could have a person who's Tamei go do the Avoda. V'Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuyohi B'tzibur, and Rav Sheshes learns that it's only pushed away when the majority of the Jewish people are Tamei, but it's not simply allowed. And therefore, there are going to be cases where even though if you were stuck, you'd be allowed to proceed and bring the carbon, even though it's bituma, but it's only duhuya. If you had an alternative, we would obligate you to go with the alternative and try to do it bitaira. Whereas again, according to Rav Nachman, the first opinion, hutrohi bitzibur, there's going to be a greater liberty of allowing the avoda to proceed, even though people are tamei. The Gemara explains, Heicha de'ika tamein utahorin, if they're both tamei and tahar, people ba'hu beis av in that family of kohanim that's designated to do the avoda this week. Kulei amo lo pligit utahorin avdi tamein lo avdi. So this first approach says that everybody agrees you should opt for the tahar people, because from the pool of people that we're getting the Kohen for this day, we have a choice. From that same pool of people, without adjusting anything, without slighting anyone, from that pool of people, we could find a tahar Kohen, and we should use him. The question was only, they argued, if we should go to a different family of Kohanim, whose shift is not on this day, and take a Kohen who is not from the current pool of Kohanim, because of the preference to do it betairo with purity, or can you invoke this rule of Tumo Dechuya Betzibur, Tumo Hutra Betzibur, and allow the Tomei person to do the Avoda? Rav Nachman Amar Heter Betzibur. Rav Nachman says there's a greater level of liberty, which means that you don't have to go to a different family to find someone. If in the current family designated, you can only find Kohanim Temeim, you can use them. For lo mahadrinon, you don't go to a different family. V'Rav Sheshes Amar Duchuyu Betzibur Mahadrinon, and Rav Sheshes says, no, it's only pushed away. If you have no choice, then you could push Tumah away, and otherwise you should find a Kohen that is Tahar to do the Avoda. Ika da Amri, there was another approach of how to do the contrast between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, the concepts of Hutra Uduchuya. Afilu Eicha de Ika Tahorim Utameim Be'ahu Be'sav, even in the same family, Polig, they argue. Rav Nachman Va'omar Avdi Nami Temein. Rav Nachman's opinion is, who cares? It's Hutra. Let him do the Avoda. What's the difference if you do have an alternative? Because anytime you have Tumas Meis, once the majority of the people are Tamei with that Tuma, you can just allow it, even if you could have opted for something better. And Rav Sheshes argues and says it's only Dechuya. Now, there's an important Rashi over here. The Rashi starts on the second line, at the end of the line, Avol, but be aware, as we saw in a previous Gemara, Zovin umitzaroim nidos v'yoldos shetim aso yotze alav migufo, lo hutra. when we say Tumah Hutra Betzibur Dechuya Betzibur, we're only referring to Tumas Meitz, a Tumah that comes from a dead body, and that's exactly how it's being presented in this Gemara. But if you would have a different type of Tumah, that's not our discussion. Nida, childbirth, Zav, other Tumas, those are not what we're discussing when we talk about Tumas Meis, Hutra Udechuya, Bitzibur. And again, the machlokes would be, if you could opt to do it right, would you just continue and do it according to the heter that so many people are Tamei, and therefore it's allowed. Amar Rav Sheshes, the Gemara on the second line of today's daf, tells us that Rav Sheshes, who holds Dechuya, that it's only pushed away, but it's not an allowance, and if you have a choice, you would opt for the choice to do it betaira, minua mina lai can bring you a proof. The Tanya, we learned, Haya Omer, a person is standing, umakriv min chasa Omer, and he's bringing the special Omer karban, v'nitmeis biyado, and it became Tamei. Omer, he tells them, umevim acheres tachteo, and they bring a different one, because it became Tamei. V'mein sham Elohi, but if this is the only choice that they have, and it's Tamei, Omrim lo, we tell him, it's a case of Tumah, Hutra or Dechuya Betzibur, so he really should say something, but if he knows there's no alternative, we tell him, be a wise person and keep quiet, because there's nothing to be gained. You're going to be allowed to continue because Tumah Hutra or Dechuya Betzibur. But what you see, Ketani Mias Rav Sheshes observes, Omer umevim acheres tachteo, that if he knows there's an alternative, we tell him to mention it and to bring a different one to try to do it right. So you see from that Tumah is only dechuyahi betzibur. You clearly have a case here where if there's no choice, you're allowed to proceed. So I guess it's a case of Tumah in majority of the people. Nevertheless, even though it's Tumah in majority of the people, if there's a choice, we tell him to opt for the choice and do it betaira, so clearly it's only dechuya. Beginning of the next line, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Modina, I agree. Hecha de'ika shirayim la'achila. Since there are portions of this carbon that are meant to be eaten, and if it's brought with the heter of Tumah, you would not be able to eat them. So there's something inferior about this carbon. Good, you could bring it, and you'll be yotza the mitzvah, but you won't be able to eat the portions that are supposed to be eaten. So therefore, he has good reason to opt to bring it betaira, if he has a choice, but not, Rav Nachman holds, because we obligate him to bring it betaira, only because if he wants to do the carbon in a way that shireh ne'echalim, you would have to bring it betaira. On this topic of Tumah Dechuya or Hutra Betzibur, there's an amazing question regarding the miracle of Chanukah. The question is, we know that they only found one jug of oil, and that jug of oil would only last for one night. And therefore, they needed and experienced a miracle that one jug lasted for 8 nights, until they could obtain new oil, whatever the logic of requiring 8 days was. Some say it's because they needed to do the Para Aduma, in which case they're learning that it's a Tumas Meis issue. Others learn that they had to obtain oil from a different location, and it required travel. But whatever it is, they needed oil to be made betaira in purity. And the question therefore is, our Gemara tells us Tumah Hutra Betzibur or Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. If there's an avoda that has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash and there's majority of the people are betumah and there's no choice, then you're allowed to go ahead and do it betumah. So what's the big deal? Let them light the menorah betumah. What's troubling them? Why are they so much in need of a miracle? So one approach, which is fairly obvious, is that the question is, what type of tumah are we dealing with? Tumas meis is indeed hutra or dechuya. But Rashi told us that if it's a different type of tumah, then it's not hutra or dechuya. So that, for example, if we assume that the jugs of oil were purposely defiled by the Syrian Greeks, they opened the seal and stuck their finger in, so then we would need to know what level of tumah that is. Is that a level of tumah of zav, for example? If that's the status, then tumah hutra and dechuya betzibur is not a relevant question. A simple answer that's given is that the Jewish people had dealt with so much diluting of Torah and mitzvahs to accommodate the Syrian Greeks and the Misyavnim, that they wanted to finally do this beautiful mitzvah in the proper way. And that's why they needed a miracle, because they didn't want to go with tumah hutra or dechuya betzibur. There is another approach which is mentioned by Ner Lemeya, a sefer which gives many answers to the Beis Yosef's question, if they found one jug of oil, then perhaps the first night wasn't a miracle. There are only 7 nights of miracle of Hanukkah. So he goes through over 100 answers. In any case, in that sefer, in answer Mem Gimel 43, he suggests that the miracle wasn't needed for the night lighting, because that night lighting is indeed tumah hutra or dechuya betzibur. You could disregard the tumah and you could simply light the menorah. He says that according to the Rambam, who paskins that there's a lighting of the menorah by day as well for any of the lights that went out, so he says that lighting in the morning is not a service that's kavua, that's established. If the lights are still burning, you just leave them burn. And therefore, that morning lighting would not have the din of tumah hutra or dechuya betzibur. It's not an established part of the service. And for that, you would need tahar, oil and kohen. And therefore, they had to wait in order to have proper oil, and it was only because of the nes that that original one undefiled jug that they were able to use was available and continued to burn, that they were able to in fact observe the mitzvah of the menorah in its full sense, night and day, until new oil was able to be obtained. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.